Welcome to the Worthy Mother Podcast, where we discuss all things identity, self-compassion, and fulfillment within and beyond motherhood. I'm Emily Rose Hardy, a mindset and self-love coach for moms. I am a firm believer that to be able to take care of our children, we must take care of ourselves first. This is not a parenting podcast. No, this is a podcast where we will challenge the societal expectations of what it means to be a mom, demystify the perfect mom myth, and learn to love ourselves. You are worthy, mama. Let's do this. It's Emily, and welcome back to another episode of the Worthy Mother Podcast. I'm so happy that you are here today, and I'm really looking forward to this episode. I want to remind you before we get started that if you are enjoying what you're hearing so far, go ahead and subscribe so that you do not miss the next episode. Today, I am going to be sharing with you 7 self-care tips for moms. And it's really important to note that these might not be the kind of self-care tips that you think, what you're expecting. I don't know about you, but even like a year or two ago, I had this really narrow idea of what self-care looked like. I would think of like spa days and other extravagant things. And as a busy mom, a lot of us, when we hear self-care and we have those ideas, it feels like, oh yeah, self-care is great, but I don't have time for that. It feels like it's something extra. It feels like it's something that maybe someone else can do, but we don't have time for it. It doesn't fit into our lives, right? So that's not what we're going to be talking about here. I'm going to help us redefine self-care and really dig into having a better understanding of what self-care can look like in our own lives as busy moms, how it can really fit into the picture. So with that, I'm just going to go ahead and jump in and start with these 7 self-care tips. So number one actually is defining what self-care actually means. That is so important to do when it comes to involving self-care into our lives, really understanding what is self-care. If we feel that self-care is something extra or something that doesn't fit into our own lives, it's just not going to happen, right? So if we can define it as something that really can integrate into our lives, then we're better able to integrate it into our lives. I see self-care as the meeting of our own needs. That's my personal definition. Self-care is the meeting of our own needs. So when we care for ourselves in a way that gets our needs met, that is self-care. When we think of it that way, we have needs, right? And so engaging in self-care means doing things to meet those needs. It's not extra. That explanation of self-care feels more approachable and it feels more necessary, right? It feels like, okay, yeah, this is something I need to prioritize. This is something that is valuable, and this is something that I need to do. I do need to get my needs met. So just redefining that can actually play a big part in how we are able to integrate self-care into our lives. Tip number 2, take time for yourself. This is a big one. And as a busy mom, we have to have time to recharge and to reflect, really. It has to happen. When there are a lot of things going on and a lot of other things needing our attention and our care, it can be really challenging to have time for ourselves. But that time to ourselves is crucial, both in meeting certain needs we may have and in allowing us time to reflect on our other needs. I'm not saying that we need to take a week to ourselves or even hours a day, but it is important that we build in time to our days to reflect and recharge. This time can look like a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And, you know, it can be anything from taking a drive alone and really giving yourself space to think about things, or even setting aside some time to do some morning journaling. Maybe it is getting quiet time and where you're just choosing not to do anything. Whatever it is, it's just important that you're getting that time and finding those moments for yourself. It's not going to look the same for everyone, but it is important that we all get it. Okay, number 3, understanding that there are different types of needs. So if we define self-care as the meeting of our needs, we have to understand that our needs look like a lot of different things so that we can really understand what care we need. So an example of this, if you're not getting enough sleep, you are feeling drained, you're feeling tired, making sure you go to bed early and you're getting that full 8 hours, that is self-care. Let's say that you're feeling hangry in the day when your kids are asking you for things and you're just getting really irritated and it's just not working and you haven't eaten all day. Okay, well, if you are having that problem, you're not taking care of that need, right? Then setting a timer for every day at 1 o'clock to make sure that you eat lunch and nourish your body, that's a form of self-care. But our needs aren't always those basic needs, right? We have other needs as humans, like to connect with other people, and we all need connection outside of our kids. Self-care can look like meeting up with a friend for coffee, or it can be setting up a weekly phone call with someone that you're close to connect with. We also have needs that relate to our identity and fulfillment, and so following our dreams and engaging in our passions can actually be a type of self-care that can help us meet those needs, right? So we have to have this full picture of what our needs can be and what they are to really make sure that the self-care is reflective of those needs. So this leads us perfectly into tip number 4, which is reflect on your own needs. Because as humans, we have so many different needs, it's so important that we actually take the time to reflect on what needs are not being met in our own lives and what needs we have to prioritize, what needs we need to get met through self-care. So this reflection process will obviously look different for every person. For some people, maybe going on a walk every morning, getting outside, really giving yourself time to check in with yourself could be a good opportunity to understand what you need. You're just checking in, right? For others, it might be meditation or working out that helps them reflect. Seeing a therapist or working with a coach can be a really great way to check in with what you need. Sometimes having that person to kind of ask you questions and pull it out of you is really important and powerful. Journaling can also have the same impact. When you're journaling and you're kind of taking account of what you need, it can really help you see where you need that care, where you need to care for yourself and pour into yourself. So for me, I really like to look at things, understanding like where there's a problem, where there's something that feels like, okay, I'm not getting my needs met. Doing that can then help me see the underlying need that is not being met. So for example, when my second son was born, I often felt overwhelmed. I was frustrated. I was always annoyed with the kids. It felt like I was having these outbursts. I was feeling really not good. And the outbursts that I was having signaled to me that there was an underlying need there that was not being met. So when I took the time to really reflect on what I needed, I realized that I really needed time to myself. Like that was the need that was not being met. So with a newborn and toddler at home, that wasn't easy to get, right? But at least having that identified need, knowing what I needed and knowing what I needed to do to get that need met, made it so that I could take the steps to take care of that need. Again, this leads perfectly into number 5, which is ask for help. Asking for help is difficult for a lot of people, but particularly for moms who feel like they're expected to do it all. But the truth of the matter, and I want to make this really clear, the truth of the matter is that we can't do it all. There's not a person out there who can do everything and be perfect in every way, but still it can feel uncomfortable to ask for help. So to be able to care for ourselves, we do have to ask for help sometimes. It may be help caring for the kids, right? Maybe they go to their grandparents for the weekend, or a friend comes to spend time with them while you're getting work done. Maybe you hire a babysitter, or maybe you're able to put them into childcare and get those needs met during the time when they're there. Whatever it is, asking for help isn't a problem. So something else that I do want to address, and that I actually find kind of tricky to talk about, is that sometimes we have to ask our partners for help. So I believe that in a two-parent household, the responsibilities of raising the children and taking care of the home shouldn't all fall on one parent or the other. And sometimes that just isn't the case, though. So sometimes as moms, we can get stuck in a cycle of being the one to care for the kids and care for the house. It's just something that society has kind of showed us and told us is normal. And so it's common to kind of have that be a regular thing in households. However, if asking for help is required, asking for help of your partner, if that's something that is required because it's not happening naturally, then it should be done. We have to speak up about things. We have to ask for help when we need it. So asking for help, though, does not only mean asking for help when it comes to the kids. It can also be asking for help with ourselves. If you're struggling in any way, it is okay to ask for help, right? It's okay to reach out for friends and ask for support. It's okay to reach out to your family and let them know that you're struggling. And it's okay to ask your doctor for help. I had to ask my doctor for help when I was struggling with my mental health in the postpartum period, and doing so gave me the understanding of what my needs were through being referred to a therapist and figuring out, you know, what I needed. If asking for help is not something that you are already comfortable with, I really encourage you to start practicing. It's a huge part of our self-care to be able to ask for help when we need it. Number 6 is be flexible and don't expect perfection. Sometimes when we're trying to build habits that allow us to take care of ourselves better, or really any habits, we feel like we have to be doing it all. We have to be totally committed to self-care and to meeting our needs. But the truth of the matter is that life doesn't always go perfectly. Life sometimes is messy, and there might be periods of time where it's just not happening. And while that needs to be addressed, because we do need to actually be caring for ourselves, when we're not caring for ourselves, it is so important that we don't let ourselves get down and we don't let ourselves feel guilty for not taking care of ourselves. Thoughts like, ugh, I can't even do self-care right, are not helpful. We have to be flexible and we have to give ourselves grace. It doesn't help anyone to be upset with ourselves for failing to give ourselves care. It's not productive and it doesn't serve anyone. So tip number 7, this is the last tip. Think about your kids. You can think of this one from a few different angles. First, if you are taken care of, you are going to be better able to show up as a present and patient parent for your kids, right? If your needs are being met, you're going to be better able to meet their needs. That's huge. What mom doesn't want to be there the best that she can for her kids? But there is another side of this that is important to reflect on. When you care for yourself, you are modeling self-care for your children. They learn so much from what we do, and it's kind of like the idea of negative self-talk. When we talk poorly about ourselves, they are learning to talk poorly about themselves. Similarly, when we take care of ourselves, they are learning the importance of caring for themselves. They will be able to grow up and be, you know, older kids and adults who know the value of self-care. They will grow up, and when they're in relationships, when they're in jobs, when they have kids of their own and they need care, they will be better able to ensure that that care is happening and that they're getting their needs met. That is a huge gift that we can give our children. Now, this isn't something to feel guilty about if you're not doing your best with self-care right now, but it is something to keep in mind on those days where it's hard or those days when you feel selfish. When you have thoughts like, how could I prioritize myself when my kids need me? You can realize that prioritizing yourself is teaching them something that they can take with them into their life. That is so incredibly powerful. So I'm going to leave you with those 7 self-care tips. I know it's a little different than what you were probably expecting when it came to tips about self-care, but I think that this is a good mix of really actionable steps, things that you can really do and integrate into your life, but also a lot of that mindset stuff that's so important when it comes to caring for ourselves and making sure that we're able to do the things that we need to do to be healthy, to be happy, and to really feel fulfilled both within and beyond motherhood. If you enjoyed this episode, again, make sure that you are subscribed wherever you listen. And I would love it if you would leave a rating and review so that I know how you're liking the show and other moms can see that as well and know if it's something that they're interested in listening to. Go ahead and share this with other moms in your life. That way we can spread the message, spread the love, and really grow this conversation. If you're not already following along with me on social media, you can follow the podcast at Worthy Mother Podcast, or you can follow me at Honestly Emily Rose. And there you can learn about my one-to-one coaching program for moms called Shine Beyond Motherhood. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. Can't wait to see you next week. And remember, you are worthy, mama.